Hey doulas, welcome to another episode of the Doula Road Trip Podcast. This episode is sponsored by Doula Summer School. We are relaunching our classes this summer, just like we did last summer. We have four classes that we're offering, and we really want to support aspiring and new doulas with really getting on track and launching their doula career, making their dreams a reality one night at a time. And so we are launching Doula Summer School, which is a four-class bundle. So you get four classes for the price of one. And today we're going to dive a little bit into class number two, which is 10 things that we wish we knew before becoming doulas. So we are going to dive into that today. If you guys are curious about Doula Summer School, definitely check out the link in the description. So I know, Deja, you wanted to share something that we actually didn't share live in the class on the podcast. So go ahead and share. We would love to hear.
So y'all, inside of the course, the 10 things that we wish we knew, it's plenty of stories in there. So if you're wondering what a day in the life actually looks like and, you know, how to avoid certain things or what to expect, that's all inside of there. So one thing that definitely pops to the top of my mind whenever I think about what I wish I knew before I started this journey is really the other side that comes with birth work if you are jumping in trying to make it full time. So if you are somebody who is coming into birth work and you are looking to pursue this as a way of income, right? So something that, yes, you're supporting families, but it's also you're looking to really jump in and get after it. This is for y'all. I want y'all to hear me. So I was 2 months postpartum after I had my baby when I decided I was going to go to doula training. And I was also still in the military. So I was in the Air Force. And I just had these great plans in my head that I was going to become a doula. And I was like, I have this baby. And there was other things going on in the mix, really a toxic work environment and poor leadership, that I came to my decision that I was going to leave the military. So full-blown leave the Air Force. And that I was going to jump into becoming a doula full time. And that's what I was going to do, right? I just knew that I loved it so much and that it made sense, right? I thought everybody needed the support, that everybody would just be ready to say, sign me up. I need doula support. And so I went to my training. This was 2019 and had my baby in tow with me. Learned all the things I needed to know, went through, it was 3 or 4 days and it was awesome. And I left with the new feeling and energy that a lot of doulas have, which is, you know, you took the big step of actually going to training and getting started, right? So taking that first step along the journey. And so I left with this binder that they gave to me, which was all the resources that we had talked about with comfort measures and questions to ask and a kind of quick how to do an interview type of thing. And that was what I had. So I had my doula skills in hand and I had no plan whatsoever for how I was actually going to be connecting with any clients. I definitely had this assumption in my head again that, oh, there's plenty of people who are pregnant all the time and that they will just simply want a doula, because why would you not want a doula to help you prepare for birth and to get the support? And after having my own baby fresh after having my daughter, just, you know, going to doula training 2 months after, I knew firsthand the importance that my doula had on my journey and in the story that I had and in helping me to process some of the hard parts of it. And so y'all, I left my training, you know, everything's great, everything's good. It was maybe 2 or 3 months after leaving my doula training that I full-blown separated from the Air Force. So put in my paperwork, got my honorable discharge, and I said, see y'all later. It was good while it was good. And I didn't actually support my first client after leaving my doula training. I didn't support my first client until almost a full year later. And so I didn't have a plan, y'all. I didn't have any type of foundational business plan is what this is coming down to. As far as things that I wish I would have known, I wish somebody would have sat me down and said, hey, it's awesome that you have this calling and that you're really passionate about bringing the support to expecting families and giving them this, you know, all the pieces that they need to know. But strong on the but, we need a plan in place, right? So if this was something that I was going to be transitioning into, so leaving income, right? If anybody's in the military, y'all know the 1st and the 15th, don't miss. 1st and the 15th, you're always going to get paid no matter what is going on. And so if I was leaving the stability of everything being paid, you know, house, everything, you get a stipend, to jump full blown into something else that I needed income to replace that, right? Aside from loving the support that I'm giving to families and the calling piece of it, I had no actual plan for where do the clients come from? How am I getting my name out into the community? Do people even know that I'm a doula now? And so I almost hung this like metaphorical sign after my doula training that was like, I'm a doula now, like I'm open for business, without anything really in place to let anybody know that I was ready to support them. And so, like I said, it was almost a full year, probably like 10 months before I actually supported my very first client. And y'all, that was a long time to be going without any coins, to be trying to piece together, how does this work? How do I set up? You know, we talk a lot about this on the podcast and different episodes with questions about websites and social media. And I was starting from scratch, y'all. I had no idea what I'm supposed to be doing. How do I get my name out there? How to network? None of that. And so not having any business foundations, entrepreneurial skills, and just having the strength of I want to be a doula at that season in my life wasn't the best thing for me. And we struggled really hard, just to be real transparent. We struggled really hard financially because there was no plan. And so that is something that I wish I knew before I became a doula, is that if I was going to be pursuing this full time and that I needed this income to replace what I was currently making at that time, there needs to be some plan in place, preferably even before I hit doula training, right? So before I'm even going to doula training, preferably there's some plan in place that is going to help me shape the business foundation of how I'm getting myself in front of people, how I'm networking with people in my community, so that that can be more of a seamless transition, or even, you know, making the transition more slowly, right? Where I could have still left the military, but picked up a little part-time or something in the meantime. So I just wish I would have known that there was some space for me to make the journey my own. I think at the time I had this idea that you're a doula or nothing, right? Like you are all in, and if you're doing anything else on the side, like you're not really committed to the work. And so I definitely wish I would have had that perspective and had somebody to tap me on my shoulder and slow me down and say, hey, I see you. It's going to be great. It's going to be good. But we need a plan in place before we get into all of that. Yeah. So that's my little story without the nitty gritty details of how we were struggling up there in North Dakota, y'all, trying to piece things together with my doula dreams and my husband supporting me. Yes. But also just like, love, what's the plan? What are we doing? Yeah. So tell me, Jariel, I know you have so many things that you wish you would have known before becoming a doula, that now years into where you're at in your journey, now that it's like hindsight is 2020, right? But at the time, if you would have had that information, it would have made a world of difference.
Yeah, so I love what you just shared about having a financial plan as you're transitioning into birth work. I feel like not a lot of people talk about that, like how long it could actually take you to like actually attract and then book your very first client as a doula. I think that nobody really talks about it, because the answer is that it varies, right? It could be very different doula to doula, person to person, geographical location to location. And I do remember a girl who came into our doula training who already had booked a client prior to the training, which I thought was like so dope, and also too something that for whatever reason in my mind didn't even factor in as a possibility of like coming to doula training with a couple clients that were already booked and waiting on you to complete training and excited to work with you. So for people who have not thought about that, you can have a waiting list of clients. So it's June right now, maybe you're attending training this month. It's nothing wrong with beginning to put yourself out there as a doula and take people who have due dates in maybe August, September, October. That way you do have enough time to attend your training, get all of the educational pieces done, and then begin to do their prenatals. You can also start to ask questions about consultations and all of those other things because you've begun to do some work before you got to training. So you don't have to wait till training to press play on your birth work journey at all. Like, training is definitely a step that we highly recommend and encourage, just because I feel like training gives you confidence, it gives you knowledge, it gives you information, and it also gives you a network of people, especially if you do training in your local area, who you already know, right? So I already trained with like 4 people that could potentially be my backup doula. I already have a mentor who was potentially my training instructor already. So those are people that you don't have to find later. I wanted to say, though, that for me, something that was really, really a gift in my doula training that I have to admit that like I did not plan at all was the fact that I did online doula training that encompassed birth and postpartum doula work. And then I did an in-person training that was postpartum doula work. And I have to admit, I never wanted to be a postpartum doula. But since they packaged them together, I thought I was getting more bang for my buck, like whatever. I'll sit through the training. I have the information. And then the postpartum doula training locally was the only one I could do in person. So I was really, really anxious to meet people in person and to see like what network and community I had locally. So I just signed up for the only postpartum doula training that they had because there were no birth in-person trainings happening. But now I see what a blessing that was, because being on call for me and my personality and my energy type is really, really exhausting. It's something that I don't want to do all of the time. And I see how I would have boxed myself in if I was only a birth doula to only take birth doula clients. And because I'm a full-time doula, I may have felt pressured or like a desire to continue to only take birth doula clients, not even giving postpartum doula work a second look or a thought, right? But I was able to work with the postpartum doula agency really early on. And even though my postpartum doula period, I would have to say, was very triggering and traumatic for me, being a part of other people's postpartum experiences and seeing them healed, happy, and joyful really did help me to begin to uncover some of the things that were going on with me, really face those things, and really heal from those things as well. So postpartum doula work has been like really, really beautiful for me, even though it's something that I did not choose, that I would not have sought out, and that I did not want to do 1000%. I was like, no. Like, birth doula work is for me. It's where I belong. Like, my birth was absolutely beautiful. It's a space where I feel comfortable. It's a space where I feel energized. Like, that's the place where I'm supposed to be. But it turns out now I actually enjoy postpartum doula work a whole lot more than I did before. Being like 1,000 or so hours in of support, I feel like it's second nature. And I actually look forward to seeing people have a much different postpartum doula story, postpartum period and journey than I did, rather. So that's the thing that I would say, that like I had no idea what happened that I would encourage other doulas to do. I do see a lot of doulas getting carried away and getting trained in like 800 things after their doula training. I feel like that's more of like a confidence and a value thing that we can definitely uncover in another episode. But having 2 or less things that you can do that go together that you can present to clients so you can continue the relationship, and so you can also give yourself a break and the self-care that you probably will need at some point in your life from being on call, is very important. Whether that's being a traditional birth doula and also a virtual birth doula, right? Or being a traditional postpartum doula and also a virtual postpartum doula, right? Like, you don't have to go through a whole nother training, but just having more than one offer, 2 or 3 or less. Like, we don't want people to get confused or overwhelmed and not be able to make a choice about what they want to hire you for, which is something else we can get into in another episode. But being able to be flexible with the way you're bringing in income, the way you're showing up, and to also take care of yourself in moments when you need it is very, very important, especially as you begin to become an entrepreneur, if that's something that you want to do, or something that you want to do is transfer completely from the career that you have now solely into birth doula work. Try not to box yourself in, but also try not to confuse people by giving them a buffet. So just want to throw that out there.
I always love hearing that story that you share as far as where you're at right now in supporting families in the postpartum period so heavily. And if y'all even go back and listen to the podcast last year and just hear the story to get to this point where some of these pieces that we just didn't have at the beginning, and having somebody to say, hey, here's what you can look up ahead, or here's what's open and available to you. So if y'all want to know 10 things, so 10 things that we wish that we knew before becoming a doula. So really a lot of our personal stories that we've gone through, so more in the same vein of what we just shared, and some factual things that we share with other doulas that we've had in this class last year that we have coached over this period of time. This course is for you. So you're going to find out all of the good, which a lot of the good is displayed online for people to see and how fun it is. But we'll also share some of the bad and everything in between, some of the gray area. And inside of the course, we also share the number one pitfall that causes a lot of doulas to give up on birth work. So we share this a little bit here and there, but typically most doulas are phasing out. Usually it's like that 5-year mark, and even that seems like a long time. It seems like it's a little bit shorter, that a lot of doulas kind of get in really passionate about things and maybe try to dip their toe in the water and end up phasing out of the work, or maybe never even getting started. So inside of this course, we will share that number one pitfall with you that many people bump into, so that you're already aware of it and you can hopefully avoid it. So we hope to see y'all inside the course.
See you guys in the next episode of the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye for now.